So Psalm 57, beginning in verse 7. The Bible says, "My heart is fixed, O God, my heart is fixed. I will sing and give praise. Awake up my glory, awake psaltery and harp. I myself will awake early. I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. I will sing unto thee among the nations." So the title of our message this morning is, "My heart is fixed." Let's pray. Dear Lord, we love you. We thank you for the privilege to be here, to assemble in the name of our wonderful Savior, Jesus Christ, to open your word, and we pray you'll use it in our lives now. Lord, to grow us. Lord, to convict us, to comfort us, whatever the needs might be. And Lord, we pray also, if there's someone in our service not born again, may they realize Jesus Christ is the answer to all of their problems, and will give them eternal life if they'll but turn to Him and repent. So Lord, have your will and way on each life. We are thankful for the privilege. May you be glorified in this service. We ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen. David understood the importance of what we're going to call Christian character. Character is something that we don't hear about like we used to in the old days. I can talk about old days because I got gray hair. But character is who we are. And it used to be that people grew up with character. Independent of being a Christian, they just grew up with certain ethics and morals and doing the right thing. We're all sinners. Don't misunderstand me. But most people had a general understanding of what the right thing was to do, and they did it to the best of their ability, especially in interacting with others. David here understood that as Christians, we need to have character too. We need to develop some Christian habits. We've actually been talking about this in our counseling class, so that it becomes natural for us to do the right thing. Because before we were saved, it was definitely natural for us to do the wrong thing. And so David is saying here, "My heart is fixed." God is looking for some Christians who will say, "My heart is fixed. I've made some decisions, I've made some directions for my life, and I'm going to stick to them. My heart is fixed." And he gives us in this passage at least four areas where God wants our hearts to be fixed, established. You know, the Bible talks in 1 Timothy 4:7 about exercising ourselves unto godliness. Exercise is character. You know, committing yourself to doing it when you need to do it, to stay in shape or to lose weight or whatever you're doing, it takes commitment to just keep at it. It takes commitment to keep at it in the Christian life. And the thing is, when we were born again, we were given eternal life as a gift. Praise God. Heaven's our home. We're going there. But what we do with our life here on earth, that's up to us. God has given us a free will, and we still have that free will. We have the Holy Spirit living within us now. But we have to make the right decisions. And God wants our hearts to be fixed on doing the right thing. And so I want to talk about these four things this morning where God wants our hearts to be fixed. First in verse 7, he says, "I will sing and give praise." I think God wants us to develop the habit of praising Him. Because praise is a good thing. Amen? And God is worthy of praise. We're told that. I mean, that's what the Psalms is all about, is praising the Lord. But David, look at verse 5 here of the same chapter. David said, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." Down to verse 11, he says, "Be thou exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let thy glory be above all the earth." David just wanted to exalt the Lord. And God wants us to be in the habit of praising Him. And I believe the Christian whose heart is fixed is a Christian who will constantly be praising God. I just want to look at a couple Psalms real quick. Look at Psalm 103 and verse 1. And just encourage you this morning, develop the habit of praising God all the time. It should become natural that no matter what comes your way throughout the day, you praise the Lord. We're here to bring Him glory. Whatsoever you do all to the glory of God. We're here to please God. And let me tell you, praise pleases God. We read in Hebrews 13 about the sacrifice of praise. Now notice Psalm 103:1. "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name." Notice it says within me. all that is within me. All that I am, I want to bless the Lord. Now look at Psalm 145 and verse 21. We're talking here about having our heart fixed to be constantly praising God. Now Psalm 145, 21. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and let all flesh bless His holy name forever and ever. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord. Isn't that beautiful? Look at the next Psalm, 146, 2. It says, while I live, will I praise the Lord. I will sing praises unto my God while I have any being. In other words, as long as I'm alive, I'm just going to keep praising the Lord. And God wants our hearts to be fixed. To make a decision now, I'm going to be praising God all the time. And I'm going to develop it into such a habit that it's natural. Christian character. My heart is fixed. Number one, sing and give praise. Number two, verse 8. Awake up, my glory, awake, psaltery in heart. I myself will awake early. Say, what's that have to do with anything? Well, the Bible makes it very clear, we talked about this last Sunday, that God wants us to spend time with Him every day in our prayer closet. In the Old Testament, when the people were told to go gather the manna, they were told to do that every morning. If they left it until the afternoon, the Bible says it bred worms and stank. Now, we know what the manna pictured. It pictured the Word of God. God wants us to start off our day with Him. He wants us to get into the habit of maintaining this wonderful relationship with our Heavenly Father, with our best friend, with our Savior, every day. And David understood this. Notice, if you would, Psalm 5 and verses 2 and 3, where David understood the importance of starting his day with God. And God wants us to develop the habit to have our heart fixed to start our day with Him. And you know what? If we would develop the habit of doing it enough days, it'll become natural. It won't be a battle anymore. It'll just be a natural thing that we do, start our day with God. Look at Psalm 5, verse 2. Hearken unto the voice of my cry, my King and my God, for unto thee will I pray. My voice shalt thou hear in the morning, O Lord. In the morning will I direct my prayer unto thee and will look up. Sounds like the mornings were important to David. Well, the mornings are important to God. God wants our hearts to be fixed to start our day with Him. And that is both in prayer, like we talked last week, setting aside time alone to be with God in our prayer closet, but also in the Word. You know, the Bible tells us, Psalm 1, blessed is a man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, standeth the way of sinners, sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. He said to Joshua, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. You'll find that over and over. Deuteronomy 6, these words which I command thee this day shall be in thy heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up, all the time. God wants us to get into the habit of spending time with Him. And you know what's sad is a lot of Christians don't. They do when trials come. They do when there's big problems in their lives. They do on Sunday. But they don't every day. God wants us to fix our heart and say, you know what? I'm not going to battle this anymore. I'm just going to do it. And I'm going to do it long enough that it's going to become natural to where if I don't spend time with God in the first part of the day, things don't feel right. I think it was D.L. Moody that said, I have so much to do today. And he was a very busy man. He said, I have so much to do today, I can't start the day without God. So he just got up earlier. Because it was so important to him to start the day with God. It was important to David. It should be important to us. My heart is fixed. I will praise the Lord. And I will start my day with God. Look at verse 9. He says of Psalm 57:9, I will praise thee, O Lord, among the people. Now, I believe here he's initially talking about God's people. We'll talk about the other part of the verse in a moment. Did you know that it's God's will that we spend time with God's people? God's the one that commanded us to assemble. God's the one that commanded us to edify and admonish one another. Assembling is His idea because we need it. We need one another. We talked about this a few Sundays ago there in Colossians. I believe it's God's will that we fix our heart to be faithful to God's house so that we can be around God's people. And you know that the Christians who are faithful to church are Christians who don't have to get up on Sunday morning and say, well, are we going to go to church today? Well, I don't know. What game's on? What's the weather like? Well, if it's raining and we can't go to the lake, we might as well go to church. No, it's Christians that decided years ago, I'm going to be faithful to church. It's not going to be an issue. I'm going to be there. If I'm not on my deathbed or not out of town or whatever, I'm just going to be there. That makes it simple, doesn't it? Then you don't have to struggle over it. And David understood this. Let's look at a couple of scriptures. Psalm 27, trying to stay in the Psalms just to make it easier on everyone. But look at Psalm 27, verse 4. David said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in His temple. David said, I just want to be in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. Isn't that beautiful? He said, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Now look at Psalm 92, if you would, and verse 13. Psalm 92, verse 13. Notice what it says. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. God wants Christians to plant themselves in the house of the Lord. Which, by the way, God refers to the local church as the pillar and ground of the truth in 1 Timothy chapter 3. That's a pretty amazing description. He said, I'll praise thee, Lord, among the people. I'm going to be among God's people as much as I can. My heart is fixed. And of course, we know in the New Testament, it says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together. In other words, if my assembly is assembling, I'm there. Because I'm part of the assembly. And if we would just fix our hearts and do it, it'll become a habit. We won't have to battle over it anymore. Because that's one of the things the devil does, especially in young Christians. He always comes up with something. I know when my wife and I first went to university, and we were saved, but we weren't grounded, and we just weren't really committed to the Lord. And we lived near my parents, and they had a lake where they lived, and they had a boat. You know the rest of the story. So if the weather was nice, let's go skiing instead of to church. And it wasn't until we got into a really good church years later, about 3 years later, that we finally just looked at each other and said, this is silly. God saved us. We love Him. We should be faithful. And we just said, this is it. From this day forward, if we're not sick, if we're not out of town, we're in church. My heart is fixed. And it was done. And now there was no more battles after that. And it wasn't 3 years after that God called me to preach. Now, I'm not saying faithful to church doesn't call you to preach. Please, that wasn't my thing. Anyway, God wants us to praise the Lord. My heart is fixed. He wants us to make it a habit. God wants us to start our day with Him. My heart is fixed. I'm going to start my day with the Lord in prayer and in the Word. God wants us to say, my heart is fixed. I'm going to be among God's people whenever I can. And lastly, verse 9, I will sing unto thee among the nations. God wants our hearts to be fixed about telling others about Jesus. Again, this is all about establishing a habit. A lot of Christians don't witness. Maybe sometimes when they're pushed into a corner. But you know, if we would get into the habit of witnessing, it would become natural for us to witness. If we would just get out of our comfort zone a little bit and just do it, which we know we're commanded to do it, over time it'll be easier and natural. I mean, He says among the nations, we know what Jesus said. Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and teach all nations. We know He said in Luke 24, that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in His name among all nations. God's commanded us to tell others. Look at Psalm 71. We'll stay in the Psalms again. In verse 16. Notice David said, I will go in the strength of the Lord God. I will make mention of thy righteousness, even of thine only. We're here to tell the world that God is righteous. And if God is righteous, we're not. Which means we need some supernatural help called salvation. We can't get to heaven unless we're righteous. Well, that's impossible without some help. Hence the gospel. God became a man, died in our place, rose again from the dead, and through what He did, offers us eternal life. There's no more beautiful story in the universe than the story of the gospel of Jesus Christ. God wants our hearts to be fixed to tell others that great story. That's what the word gospel means, good news. So it might seem a bit simplistic, but God just wants us to establish some habits and say, you know what? My heart is fixed. I'm not going to let the devil muck me around anymore. I'm going to fix my heart. I'm going to start praising God all the time. I'm going to start every day in His Word and in my prayer closet. I'm going to be faithful to church, and I'm going to tell others about Jesus. And if we would just start establishing these Christian habits, you know what's going to happen? We're going to grow. We're going to become more like Jesus. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. God just wants Christians to say, my heart is fixed. And I would hope that that would be our desire and our commitment. To say, I'm just going to fix my heart. I'm going to establish some right habits in my Christian life, and I'm going to carry through. My heart is fixed.